Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Several decades ago, I walked down the aisle with a young lady named Gail. We were cousins. Now, before you jump to the wrong conclusion, let me clarify. I was 7, she was 5. Gail was the flower girl and I was the ring bearer at the wedding of a cousin 20 years older than us. Gail was cute. I was nervous. As we grew into young adulthood, I would see Gail again from time to time at family gatherings. But we lived in different orbits. Although we were best buddies as kids, our busy lives did what busy lives do. Gail and I eventually lost touch. At some point, we saw each other for the last time, although neither of us realized it then. Years passed. Somehow, so did decades. So many times over the years, I wondered what had become of her. Not surprisingly, she got married and raised a family. So did I. Then about a month ago, out of the blue, I got an email from Gail's oldest daughter indicating her mother had asked her to see if I was still around, or even alive. To her relief and mine, I am. Gail's daughter offered to be a go-between to get her mom and her mom's long-lost cousin reunited. I was floored. Both of us were still among the living, although each of us had experienced painful loss. My wife, Diane, passed away 9 years ago, Gail's husband, Chet, just last year. Phone numbers were exchanged, and I heard Gail's voice for the first time in what was almost literally a lifetime. I learned that we live much closer to one another than I would have guessed. She lives in Mansfield, not far from where she grew up. We set a date to meet and reminisce. We also tried and failed to pinpoint just how many years it had been since we had last seen each other. We do know that it is at least 50. Imagine remembering a relative as you knew them from your childhood and meeting up again for the first time in half a century as senior citizens. As I drove to Mansfield, I asked myself, will I recognize her? Will she recognize me? 50-plus years is a really long time. I'm happy to report the recognition was instant. She was older and so was I, but I still saw the little girl carrying the flower bouquet down the aisle. She was still cute, and I was still nervous. We sat at her dining room table for hours, sharing photos, laughing at each other's funny stories, remembering aunts and uncles and their rowdy poker games at reunions, and filling in the gaps in our lives. My mother was the youngest of 10, my dad the youngest of 5. That's a lot of aunts, uncles, and cousins to gossip about. An afternoon filled with memories reminded us both that life comes at us hard, sometimes with great joy, sometimes with pain and sorrow, sometimes with humor, and sometimes with a happy surprise that you never saw coming. We agreed, Gail and I, that we must do this again in the near future. Given our ages, I'm pretty sure we won't let another 50 years pass without enjoying each other's company once again. So many more photos, so many more stories. And once again, she will still be cute. This time, I will no longer be nervous.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.